Exclusive John Rourke of Blue Line Moving, No Environmentalists Help Me Clean the Trash Border. By Hannah Knudsen on August 4, 2023. John Rourke of the conservative moving company Blue Line Moving, who goes to the southern border annually to pick up trash, told Breitbart News that, ironically, no leftist environmentalists, who often support open border policies, ever show up to help him clean up trash on the southern border. Rourke, who travels to the southern border every year to pick up trash, detailed some of his findings, including clothes, shoes, stray dogs, used condoms, and IDs from individuals as far as Yemen and China. Exclusive, John Rourke, I've found Chinese, Russian IDs at Biden's wide-open southern border. When asked how leftists, who are often environmentalists, justify supporting these open border policies when there is so much trash and disarray on the border, Rourke said they simply cannot. It's outrageous. These are places that should be pristine, right? There's wildlife living there. These clothes are floating down the rivers that are emptying into our oceans. I'm literally drinking out of a paper straw when there are. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of tons of garbage. Not just clothes, we're talking prescription drugs. I've seen a lot of that, bottles of drugs, condoms, which is frightening to think, not in the wrapper, out of the wrapper. So what does that tell you is going on? Rourke asked. He said the day after he left the area he was working in, picking up trash, two children drowned in the river, a two-year-old and five-year-old. It breaks my heart of being father of four to see that people are willing to let their children to say, hey, go ahead with these people. You don't know. Right? He said, describing an interaction with a child he saw coming out of the river, who was crying. I'm trying to console him. Like, it's okay, buddy. You're in America. Now you're gonna be okay. You know, and he was very distraught. And when I got him to the Border Patrol agent, I said, why do you think he's crying? I'm assuming that's because he just crossed the river, right? Naturally a child would be scared of that. He said, no, those aren't his family members. He wants to know where his mom and his dad are. Think about that, man. This kid, 6 years old. Could you imagine crossing the Rio Grande at 6 years old, with people that you don't know? What life is that for that child going forward? He asked, adding that there are thousands of cats and dogs on the southern border. Last year, they rescued 40 dogs. Rourke said they could have rescued 400 if they had the resources. It's an environmental catastrophe, he said, adding, we have created a magnet that they are coming to. We need to close the border. And we need to do it the right way. I can't say that I have the answer to stopping it. I'm not, that's not my job, but it needs to stop, he said. Rourke emphasized that he has not seen a single leftist or member of an environmental group help them clean up the border the 10 times he has been there. Not a single one, and I've been there 10 times, in the last 2 years, whether I'm doing a dog rescue or cleaning up trash, or going there to do like a pre-cleanup to see where all the hotspots are. Never once have I seen another group of people down there picking up trash, he said, adding that you literally can't even see the ground. You're walking on clothes. There is no ground. The clothes are the ground, the luggage and the bags, and the cups and the drink bottles. And this stuff is floating right down our rivers. And it's destroying this beautiful land. When I look at that river, it's beautiful, here. It really is. I mean, and then you just take a turn to the left. And there is just clothes as far as the eye can see it. What are they doing to our country? And you never see leftists down there, ever, he added. Watch the full interview below. John Rourke talks helping East Palestine, the border, and the Great American Cleanup.